Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Temperature, well, the forecast today, dry, super steamy and sweaty.
Ew, that is such a gross way to say it.
It's Trent McGill's forecast. You were mad about it yesterday. I mean, it's super steamy. And it is sweaty and a high of 86 degrees.
But to say
cooler
sweaty.
Than yesterday.
It's like yesterday, what was it? Like excessive humidity or extreme, incredible. It was like some
incredibly
type of.
Incredibly humid.
Incredibly humid. Now today it's super steamy and sweaty.
That's right.
It just makes you dread it.
It's probably not easy for Trent McGill when it's a similar forecast back.
Oh, yeah.
To back, to back, to back. To back.
Okay. All right.
To back day.
We get it. Yeah.
So he's probably incorporating some different words.
And he does a great job of that. He really does.
Thunderstorms expected this evening.
I just don't think he realizes how you're going to say it all morning. As Stevie noted.
Hey. Yeah. She prints out the forecast. Like, oh no. Tim has to read this. We have another issue this week, tomorrow and Friday.
I
have to be pulled into this because you gave away the answer during round the second round of Dead Guy in an Envelope that when I'm on vacation, I have to now get called at 6 a.m. on vacation. I don't understand how this became a thing.
I didn't give away the answer. I just hypothetically threw out a situation. Stevie agreed. We were just talking about it.
How am I punished for it? I don't understand that.
Because here's the thing. If you just tell me who's in there, then you don't have to get a call.
It's going to get to that point. It is going to get to that point.
Well, don't take time off.
It's going to get to that point. All right, let's get to it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Yeah, maybe we should take a guess and then ask again if I should be woken up on Thursday and Friday.
With a phone call from us?
Because EMCs, that's what I care about, what they think.
Listen.
They're the ones that talk about this. We asked about it before when the game was over. You voted online. I only did an instant poll for that half hour because this is when the EMCs listen. I'm not going to ask somebody that listens at 9 o'clock.
Sure.
I love them, but they're not listening now for Dead Guy in an Envelope. Why would they vote on a game that they don't listen to? This is why I care about that. So if you want me to be called at 6 a.m. and wake up and say yes or no, I mean, I will do that. I did it last time.
You did. And I mean, look, when you did it last time, people liked it. They enjoyed it. I mean, it wasn't a bad thing.
He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. We take your guesses this time in the morning. If this is your first time checking it out, good morning. We take a guess every single day. There is no prize involved at this at all.
Mm-mm.
You're just trying to randomly take a guess. So we would love your guess. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm good, but I have a feeling Jen's going to call me Thursday and Friday when I'm off. We'll get to that in just a minute. I would love your guess for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
I'm going to guess Tom Petty.
Not Tom Petty. Ever dreaded vacation or time off of work? Star 102. Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hi, I'm Tim Richards. I get heart palpitations now heading into vacation days, which is Thursday, Friday. I have a couple days in August, listen, maybe some in September. I dread those days. It's Star 102.
Well, it's new. It's new that you dread them. I mean, listen, it was such a hit when I called you last time when you were off because you were such a delight this early in the morning. No one else knows who the dead guy in the envelope is. You've put it in a locked box. And believe me, we tried to access it. We couldn't get in there. And so you're the one that has to take the guesses. So if you're going to take time off, you're going to have to take the calls.
Should she do that again, you can shoot us a DM. EMCs, we appreciate that. 216-343-1021. I also feel like I need to step up my game because we had that phone call that said I was horrible on the phone.
Who said that? Somebody said,
our buddy from Green.
Because you were tired.
He called us about the fish fries.
Yeah.
Because well, I'm at 6 in the morning. You called me. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
I have
yeah.
to get out of the hotel. Like, just put your... Like, close your eyes and put yourself in my position. I didn't know the phone call was on the way. I'm on vacation. I'm with my family. I was in particular in New York. Yeah, I got to get, what am I going to take the phone call right there?
Yeah,
I got to leave the room.
Didn't have coffee yet.
I mean, let's keep this real.
Let's keep this real. That kind of makes it even more fun. Why do I enjoy this so much? Like, I don't know why. Like, I should, be happy that you're enjoying your time off, but for whatever reason, I really enjoy that I am going to call you again.
All right. Yeah. Should she call me again? What do you think?
She should.
Why?
Yes.
Why would she not? Why do I have to get punished?
Because this is your stupid game.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Christy has a point. Appreciate the DMs. Jen and Tim show, Star 102. If you're on the socials, you can give us a follow, give us a like. We appreciate that. You can always interact there, see our Tasty Tuesdays, that type of thing. The Nerds candy corn we tried. Did you bring it home to the boys? Did they like it? Did they try that yesterday, by the way?
What's funny is when I got here to work this morning and I was taking all my things out of my bag, I realized that they're still in there.
Oh, I was curious. I just curious
forgot.
If the kids like that.
I meant to. They wanted me to. So today, hopefully, I'll remember to take them out of my bag.
You have two choices. Either pause the game or tell her who's in the envelope if you don't want her to wake you up. That's fair. I said, Christy, I said, ugh, yeah. I hate that you're right.
She's right.
She is.
She's an EMC. She's like an OG EMC. She's listening
I love
for a long
that,
time.
But if we pause the game, then we don't call you. So, you know, we're... It's just a little more fun.
No, I get it. I get it.
So.
I know. To that point, you're right. I did that to myself. That's 100% correct. I know that. I wasn't thinking. I just thought to myself, you know what? I sealed the box.
Well, maybe this time you just tell us. Tell me who it is. You want to just tell me who it is?
I'm just not there yet.
Okay.
The trust issue is still there from the last game. Maybe I'll get there someday.
All right.
Couple more sessions I need to walk through. A couple more talks.
Sessions of the game?
I'm not there.
No.
No, just, you know.
I know.
Post-show.
Jeez.
It was traumatic. Gonna talk it. I have to talk it through.
You were not
there.
Happy.
I'm
you were not.
There.
That's for sure. You were not happy about it. But
that's all right. We'll see.
All right. So, this is just our
apparently
plan.
Apparently, I will join you tomorrow and Friday. At
yes!
least for 90 seconds.
How about that?
So
that will be a delight. We look forward to talking to you early
because
tomorrow morning.
I think the phrase was, it's your stupid game.
Yes.
Oh, that's what makes sense.
Whatever that woman's name was that just called, I love you because your
I
call.
Think Beth, I think.
Beth, thank you.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show drive, but it's going to be super steamy.
Ugh.
Maybe even sweaty. That's according to Trent McGill. High of 86 degrees. Maybe some thunderstorms a little bit later on. Coming up next, Stevie on the socials.
Is there an appropriate amount to spend on a honeymoon? That's what we're going to talk about.
10 G's.
There is an influencer going viral because she revealed the price of hers, the breakdown, and there was a lot of mixed opinions.
30 G's.
30? That's what?
I'm just throwing numbers out there. You didn't say anything with 10 G's. I'm just trying to get a reaction. For a honeymoon? Honeymoon to, 20 G's.
That is aggressive.
$20,000.
Isn't that like how much you spend on the wedding?
No, you spend more than that at a wedding.
I think that she said that her wedding was cheaper than the honeymoon.
Really?
But she's also an influencer, so she got like brand deals for her wedding.
All right, so you're going to get to that in Stevie on the socials. DM us. What was the question again?
What's an appropriate amount to spend on a honeymoon?
An appropriate amount to spend on a honeymoon. You can call or shoot us a DM, Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 on all the socials. Is it $500? Is it $50,000? Is it somewhere in between?
Neither.
We will be reading...
500 G's. I want to see her. 500. I want to see the honeymoon.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is an influencer going viral. Her name is Hallie Simmons. She has 1.4 million followers on TikTok. She's 20 years old and just got married in June. So right after her wedding, she went on a honeymoon and was posting all these videos from the trip, like while she was there, the activity she was doing, and everyone was wondering how much she spent because it was in Bora Bora. She had one of those bungalow rooms right on the water. There was like videos of her jumping in from the balcony.
Oh, I see those videos all the time, and I think how cool that would
be
to stay.
It looks amazing,
right?
Absolutely, I totally agree.
Yeah.
She said that the flight was like 30 hours long to get there.
Oh, my.
And then everyone, it's been like a trend lately for influencers to open up about how much they make and how much they spend on certain things. And I think the difference is when they talk about how much they spend, it's different because you know they're making their money from us watching. So it, people feel entitled or like kind of like they want to see what the person is spending their money on, that they're spending their time watching their content on to help pay. It's different than if it was a business making her all this money. It's like her like she got her money from making videos that we watch. So that's been the trend lately, is opening up about it. And people were wondering how much did this trip to Bora Bora cost. So she posted a video, ended up getting millions of views, and people were commenting their opinions on it. But here's kind of the reveal of what she did and the pricing.
How much did it cost us to go on our honeymoon to Bora Bora? This has by far been my most asked question recently, so let's break it down. Starting off with flights, we flew business class. It was around $10,000. We spent 6 nights there in an overwater bungalow. We paid $15,000 for 6 nights. And I wish I could tell you that this is all-inclusive, but you do have to pay for every meal. We have a few different restaurants on the resort that you can choose from, but they're not very good, and they all are very expensive. We spent $3,500 on food. We also did a 90-minute couples massage, $800. So for our whole honeymoon, we paid $30,000.
Oh my gosh, that's what you said!
That's why I was like, how did you see this?
I thought that was the most outrageous guess when you said that. Flights, $10,000. I don't even...
When you look at those flights, we were talking about this off the air, where it was just like, so one of my bucket lists is Italy, and I'm just saying this is a honeymoon. I mean, it's a family of five, if we were all to go there, it was like $7,000 or $8,000 just for the flight, let alone. I have no idea. I've never been there. I don't know if I have to go on a tour. I have no idea. 30 G's?
That's
you
insane.
Better take a cruise to Italy. Cheaper route.
Yeah.
I know, and then I could hit all the spots. I was talking about that too. I mean, that's not even on my radar. This is one of those Google type of things where you're like, this
just
would be a nice bucket list thing if this ever comes to fruition. Right.
I know this was probably one of the lowest items she listed, but $3,500 for food for two people for did she say how many days
it's
it was?
Six days, and it doesn't include breakfast. Breakfast was included, nothing else. So lunch and dinners for 6 days.
$3,500. What are you eating, or how expensive is the food in Bora Bora?
I think it was just expensive. Like it,
and they know you're there. Where else are you going to go? Right? They know this.
Yeah, you're
going to go
resort,
off campus and. Go to Giant Eagle of Bora Bora.
You're mathing. You know I mean? Do the math on how much is that per meal?
We need to do the math on that.
I can't even imagine.
Anybody had a honeymoon? I don't care if it was 1984 or if it was 2024. You can remain anonymous about how much did it cost. Was it anywhere in that realm? Was it 5,000? Was it what? I mean, whatever it was. It doesn't matter.
I got to tell you, when we went on our honeymoon, it was to Riviera Maya, and it was the first time we went on an all-inclusive. And I remember at that time, and this is almost 15 years ago, spending a lot of money. I don't remember what the amount was. It was not over $10,000.
Sure.
I mean, it was nowhere near that. But I remember thinking, oh my God, this is so deluxe. And it's like the fanciest vacation we ever took in life. And it was nowhere near that, you know? And it was all inclusive. And
all right.
We didn't pay extra.
Your calls, your DMs, and I guess some morning math. That's next on Star 102.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer for 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Anybody's honeymoon cost over 30 Gs? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Probably somebody listening might have been over 30 Gs. We were talking about that during Stevie on the socials. It would be unbelievable. I don't know if it was lengthy, if it was, I don't know, to the moon. I don't know.
I feel like that's like a trip of a lifetime, $30,000.
This one, I mean, we talked about, if you're just joining us, the trip to Bora Bora cost about $30,000 from an influencer that Stevie was talking about. Just the food alone was $3,500 total for 6 days. Quick math, $583 a day on food. Two people?
Yes.
Two people.
That feels very expensive.
And they said it wasn't even good.
What are they eating?
Yeah.
I need to. Okay, I am deep diving on this today.
$292. Could you eat $292 of food each day?
I feel like
no. And maybe beverage of some sort?
I feel like no.
I mean, I guess once you're there, you don't have many options. If they got, I think there was like 6 restaurants at the resort. Those are your options.
What are you eating, though? Like a Wagyu beef? Like the fancy? I mean, it has to be.
Where the beverages can add up. And this is kind of one of the places that we may have all seen on either TikTok or something. Is it with like the huts with like the bridges that kind
of catch, awesome.
And it looks like you bike to each one, and who knows how you get there.
I'm sure getting food there is expensive, so I'm sure everything is.
How would you get food there? I'm like,
yeah. I bet a burger is $50.
I will be perfectly honest. I just did a Google search for exactly where Bora Bora was at because I wasn't exactly sure. It is a dot in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
East of Australia, west of South America. I mean, this is in the middle of nowhere, just to your point. I mean, There is not a Marks, probably.
Well,
there probably
fair.
Is no, Bora Bora Aldi.
Oh, the grocery stores are probably expensive. I always see, Hawaii, like TikToks of people going to Hawaii, and the grocery store price is there.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that, on that $30,000 trip, I would almost feel guilty while I was there because I knew the amount of money I had spent on it.
Price
you know
of
what
your,
I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So, listen, we get, Chrissy sent us a message. She said she went on her honeymoon because we had asked, did anybody pay this much? 2004, Punta Cana in the Dominican. Total was, let me tell you what it was. All inclusive, including airfare and pickup and drop off at the airport, $4,000.
Oh, there you go.
See, that to me sounds like a very lovely vacation. And she said it was 7 days, 7 restaurants in the resort, all amazing. They did small excursion things and spent like $500.
Oh, wow. You got to do the all inclusive.
You got to.
Like, I feel like
it is. Once you've done
so
it,
nice.
I've only done it one time. It's just next level. It's something else you don't have to worry
it's
about, right?
It's so weird just like going somewhere and just having food free.
Yeah, you just take what you want.
Angie's shooting us a DM too. She took her trip back in 1999. We'll get to her message, and you can certainly shoot us a DM. Jen and Tim show on Star 102 as well. Angie shot us a DM. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorite. She said less than $5,000 for us in 1999, and it was a Royal Caribbean cruise.
Ooh.
Everybody cruising but Tim.
You're speaking my language now. How much did she say she paid for it?
It was less than $5,000 for the cruise. So there you go.
That is not the price anymore. 99, she say?
Well, It's 26 years ago.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. That's amazing. If you want to be in the movies, there's a new film shooting in Cleveland. Tim, you want to be a star, you know? Huh? See yourself in a film?
Where did that even go?
You look shocked.
I was. I
They're
thought she was just
for
getting to it.
Extras. Okay. I thought that would be cool.
I thought you would love it. I agree.
Thank you, Stevie. I thought so too.
What
tell
do I have
how.
To do?
You
well, stand there, probably.
Yeah.
You think that's the role I can play?
Yeah, you cannot. That's
what
fair.
Extras do. You just stand there and look pretty.
You think I can do either of those?
Yeah.
Maybe somebody else.
All right, we'll tell you how to get involved in 60 seconds.
For two.
It's 66 degrees in North Royalton, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Lorraine Police Officer Philip Wagner will be laid to rest today. You want to keep that in mind as there's a funeral procession that will honor him. It begins right around 7:30 at Liston Funeral Home in North Ridgeville. It will travel to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in downtown for an 11 a.m. memorial. Downtown Cleveland's Pizza 216 is going to honor Officer Philip Wagner as well. He is being laid to rest, like we said. Officers that stop in after that memorial will get free pizza. The restaurant even going to match up to $1,000 in donations to his family. He was killed in an ambush shooting last week that also left two other officers hurt.
It's basically in the arcade if you don't know where it's at.
The Pizza 216,
just
yeah.
If you're looking for it, you've not heard of it. Obviously, you can Google it and find it, but that's where it's at.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's a wonderful thing they're doing. And this is the other story I was talking about just before we got into this here. Another film is being shot here in Cleveland, which is pretty cool. They're looking for extras. It's called Carousel. It'll be shooting here August 15th through September 15th. Tim, you can apply online through Angela Boehm Casting Agency. So I want to talk about packing for trips because I really feel like, well, there's two kinds of people. You're like way prepared or you're a last minute packer, right? And I have over, as I've become older, I've become, I don't know, more type A personality, I think. I think I was never like that as a kid. And as I've gotten older, I've become very organized and very like need to have things done a certain way. And I found this girl. Mm-hmm. I know it's weird. It's strange, but I have to have like lists for everything. I just find that when I am more prepared, I have less anxiety about things. So for me to have things ready to go and laid out, it just makes me calmer. So I had found this girl on TikTok or Instagram. I can't remember where, but she travels a lot and she reviews like travel bags and she shows different ways to pack and this and that. And I have taking my packing to the next level. And I didn't tell you this or show you this, but I'm going to, Tim. And I don't know what you're going to say about it because I now start packing for a trip like a month before. And it's not physically packing.
Oh my God.
I have an entire document that I create for each trip that not only includes, I don't even know, based on the way you're looking at me, I don't even know if I can tell you this.
I do not know you anymore. There is nobody that does this.
You're going to die when you see this.
A month and a, it's a,
well, because
it's a preparation document. It's a packing document.
Yeah.
Did you name it?
Well, yeah. I just named it what my trip is, where we're going.
I was wondering if it was a nice, juicy name for this duck.
No. No, okay, I could.
Right. That's
but
fine.
You there's a...
Oh, can we get to it next?
Yes.
Please.
There's a whole process.
I feel like this list, like it's almost like a Family Feud type of game.
I
want really
to show it to you off the air, but no. I think I'm actually going to show it to you live on the air when I explain to you how I make this list, because I think you won't believe it.
So this document was created when, do you think? I mean, it probably...
Oh, this one was created weeks ago.
Okay, weeks ago. All right, we'll just leave it at that. Okay. Oh, my...
I don't... You're going to judge me.
People might agree. They might also do this. But yes, I will judge you in 3 minutes. I cannot wait to hear this list.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Oh, this is going to be good. You're standing up for this one. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Well, because I want to be able to show you my document. Okay. I also want to preface this. When I pack for a trip, my goal now in life always, because I did it once and it was life-changing, is to only take a carry-on. Only carry-ons. You don't have to deal with baggage claim. You don't have to go wait in line to check your baggage. You don't have to worry about how much it weighs. You just roll on your carry-on, and the four of us go. We take 4 carry-ons. That's it. So what I do is I look at the trip and I write out a document for each day. Like, say I was going on a 3-day trip and the first day we fly there, so I need an outfit to fly there. I need an outfit for dinner that night and I need something to sleep in. Then the next day, say we're going on a cruise, I would need my outfit to go check into the cruise, then probably something to swim in that day and then something at night. So I write out every single day what I'll need. And then what I do, Tim, is I take pictures of each of my book. And then I put every outfit in. So like Monday, I know what I'm doing on my trip because I'm going on a trip coming up. And I have photos.
So you have the exact outfit.
Exact outfit, shoes, everything. And then at the bottom of the document, I put together all the bags I'll need, all the shoes I'll need. And then I'll put like a master list like this. So see all my shirts. So when I go to pack, I know I only take those shirts, and I can compress them down in like those packing cubes.
You have one of those? Oh, the packing cubes. I got you.
Like a packing cube.
Yeah, I got you.
The compression packing cubes, and I can fit everything in one carry-on.
I can't knock that at all. I really want to knock
that. It's the greatest thing in the world.
I'm like the last-second packer guy, but I've also forgot my deodorant back-to-back trips, so you can't listen to me.
You forgot deodorant?
Yeah,
twice.
Ugh, the dumbest things.
I'm telling you, though,
I really
want to
make
TikTok.
Fun of that, and It's really overboard, yet so smart.
It's so smart. And I saw this girl do it online, and I thought, that's insane. That has to take so much time. But it does take a lot of time, like the first time you do it. But then you have a lot of your photos of your clothes and stuff like that.
But are you doing that for your entire family's outfits?
No.
I was going to say,
God,
that is
no.
Like you're
no,
picking
no, no,
out
no, no,
Nate's
no.
outfits and everything.
No, Nate does his all on his own. Now, I'll pack the kids, but I don't put this much thought into the kids. I just kind of know. You know, how many pairs.
You do have to start that early.
You do have to start it early, but
and
then
you got to get the laundry done. You got to make sure, like, that's an entire other thing you got to get done.
I know what laundry needs done. I know what I'm going to put in my suitcase. So when I actually go to stick everything in the suitcase, it doesn't take very long. The
physical,
you know what I'm saying? Like the physical packing.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I know I'm good to go.
It makes sense.
So I just. So now.
So is that an app? Is that a word? I didn't see what document.
No, it's just a notes document. I thought about
screenshots of every picture of every single shirt or what. That's what I was asking.
I thought about posting this on our page, but then I thought people might think I'm a little crazy. I mean, not that it's crazy. I don't know why I'm saying that, because I'm proud of it. Like, it really helps me. I just don't know that even my friends are like, that is next level. Like I couldn't, they would not take the time to do it.
But do they say that's smart? Because I think to grab that and go is pretty smart because it is a checklist. It's a visual checklist that I would imagine is helpful.
Yes. And
I would never do that. I'm not that thorough on my outfits, but I'm also a guy that's wearing shorts and a button-up shirt and a swimsuit.
My friends say, that's thorough. That's awesome. I would never do it, but that's really great. That's kind of the reaction.
So anybody else?
So basically, you don't start packing via document a month in advance.
No, I am. You know, we just went somewhere. It was probably that morning, and I threw stuff together.
No, you
like
did
on the
not.
Bed. Here's, but I thought the same thing. Just this is my outfit. This is I don't know. I would love to know if you do something similar to Jen, if you're a last second packer. That would be because you're probably one or the other. There's probably not much gray area.
Right. Well, doesn't it? You forgot deodorant twice. Doesn't it make you want to create a list or a document of some sort?
No, it makes it. No, but I should. I'm going to be honest. Which side are you on? You're one side or the other. Jen's planning her New Year's Eve party. Star 102. Cleveland's feel good favorites.
I would be. Listen, I've told my family that before. If I could plan Christmas dinner right now, I would just to have it like checked off my list.
Star 102. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So are you the list maker a month ahead of time prior to a trip like Jen or not so much?
Oh, definitely. I don't take pictures.
She should post the list.
I use the packing cubes. I love those things.
They make such a difference. And then...
my gosh.
There's a skill to packing those, too. Are you a roller? Are you a lay flatter?
A lay flatter.
Me, too. You can get more in there. I learned that when you lay your clothes flat, instead of trying to fold them or roll them or anything, you can really maximize space.
What's the price point on those? Not bad?
No, it's not bad.
Those things look great. We need to get those.
On Amazon? What?
If you put every other way, say you have a pair of shorts, and you put the waist up to the top, and then the next one you put the waist down to the bottom, and if you do either other like that, keep going back and forth, you get even more in.
Because you minimize the bulk. It's so smart. I mean, like, it sounds so silly, but it is quite a skill. And with the price of baggage and how much you have to pay to check bags and all that, if you can get everything in those packing cubes and minimize your packing and easily take it as a carry-on, it's so nice.
You also mentioned the carry-on.
Yes.
So normally I don't do that. I don't know why, and you should. I get it. But when we flew this last time, it was, what did we fly? American. I think it's one carry-on and, you know, one personal item you can bring on the plane. I thought to myself, why have I not been doing this? You grab the bag and you go.
Yeah, it's so
simple. And it's usually the same price point, isn't it? Than whether a check bag or a carry, or it's at least probably within $10 either
it's
way.
The same.
Why am I going down to the carousel and waiting? Because sometimes.
Yes. Oh, it takes forever.
I mean, it takes forever. And if you have to hit an Uber or get out of there or however it is, I said, why have I not been doing this? Assuming, you know, you can get everything.
When even checking in at the airport, you have to wait in line to put your bag.
Oh, true. And getting through.
It takes
I still
so
try
much
to check in because I am such a dork. I still try to go through the process. I went over there and I thought, do I still have to go through the same thing? Because I never carry on. I never, ever carry on.
It's
so
freeing.
I thought to myself, I better just go to the kiosk area to check things out. And even print it out at the end. No, dummy. Just move on.
Right. Just
why
go to
are
security.
You here? You did not check a bag.
Yeah, you just go right to security.
It's what am I doing?
My husband made me do it years ago and I thought
genius.
He was ridiculous. I'm like, that is so stupid. We're not doing that. And I did it. And I'm like, wow, this has changed my life. I will never check a bag again unless it was like overseas or something.
Yeah, correct. If there's other reasons for it. I don't know why it took me so long. I thought it was, why am I checking bags? Why is this thing?
I love that you called and thank you for sharing that. That is so awesome.
So yesterday we were kind of, to be perfectly honest with you, we have a morning show meeting, right? And our boss yells at us. No, we talk.
He
doesn't. He's a great guy. We talk
great.
About different things for the show and different things, just like anybody else does. You have a boss, you go through things that you can improve on, things that worked and things like that. So we just started kind of just talking about different terms that we talk about on the Jen and Tim show.
Yeah, they're kind of like the Jen and Timisms that we've used over the years.
Yeah. Some of them Stevie's fault. Most of them Jen's fault.
What does that even mean?
Okay, it's not fault. It's just very specific to the Jen and Tim show.
First like, if you were most of them my fault. You read through this list, half of them are like, when Tim, blah, 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 blah. When Tim, blah, blah, blah. It's like a very Tim-centric
list. You do it
list.
To yourself.
Yeah. You do. You really do.
It's a lot. So
What I think is fun is we're going to go through, maybe not the entire list, we'll go through this list, and you can check it out specifically on the socials. It's also on the website, star102cleveland.com. These Jen and Tim show terms, I think it'll be fun to, and almost, it almost show how long you've been listening to, how many of the terms that you know from the list, and then we're going to get to the comments and see how many maybe that we missed or were excluded. But first, how many of the terms do you know? How many of these Jen and Tim show terms do you know? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
One of the best parts of this is we asked this question too on our Jen and Tim show social media page, on Facebook specifically. I love when AI does a recap now because what, I don't know if you read this, Tim. One standout comment highlighted Tim's distinctive pronunciation of words like booths and how do you say it? Pecan?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You say pecan weird?
Pecan.
Pecan. And I always say pecan.
I've said pecan.
Oh, yeah, because I say pecan and then you sound like a chicken. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that people pointed out. I mean, the fact that booths is still around, and you do say it weird. You make a lot of words weird, as proven by this entire glossary.
I mean, a lot of words weird. It's not fair.
Doesn't he, Stevie?
A lot.
A lot.
I remember in the meeting thinking, what are the words he says weird? And I couldn't come up with them, but there were so many.
Yeah.
There was too many to think.
Well, look at just how you did the weather today.
What? It's Trent McGill's fault.
Well, read it.
Dry, but super steamy and sweaty.
Yeah, see, you make it a little like you take it next level, and that's you, and that's great.
Just like when he's really enjoying a food item he's talking about.
Yes.
Makes it a little next level.
That's yep.
This made the list.
Because of the timer!
This made the list.
I hate the tiebreaker! Well, I mean, those are two fair statements. I do hate the tiebreaker and the timer. They're both terrible.
Schneck made the list.
Sure did.
Schneck, one of the best terms that you've come up with on this show.
That was great.
I had a sore neck and shoulder, and you created the combo name of Schneck.
I bet I have the audio.
Of Schneck?
I bet I have the original.
Yeah. No way.
This is from like November of a year and a half ago. I'll play this, and then we're going to get to your comments in a second. Hold on. Every movement that you have, when you're drinking your coffee, and it is all one motion. It's like you were fused together, your neck, your arms,
right.
Leaning back, drinking the coffee. You turn to the right, you hear this, ah!
Yeah.
Ah!
It hurts really bad. Am I right? Like shoulder to neck connection, you know, this
oh,
part?
Oh, the schneck.
The my schneck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't.
Please, let's call somebody. Let's call a massage place and say that you pulled your schneck.
I want you to know I had my like annual checkup at my doctor's office this year, and the doctor and the nurse both said they loved when you said schneck. They still remembered it.
I want to quickly get to what we missed on the list. I can't get enough. We need to get to what we missed on the list here real quick because there was somewhere we missed. The Brad Peterson reference was not on the list. It should be on the list because
yes.
That's your, if you don't know what it is, you take your random guess of Brad Peterson,
yes.
Which there is no, well, we actually had Brad or Peterson against you one time.
You
but,
found him.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Tasty Tuesday. That makes sense. Tim in a tube. Well, if you know, you know. Turkey Bowl champ. That makes sense. Jen
oh, yeah.
On Fox 8's the grand champion of turkey bowling when you took everybody down. My old man breakfast.
Yeah.
Your phone umbrella. That was solid.
Oh, that's right. How about Usain Browns?
Browns!
That's
not on the list.
Nearly tear a vocal cord.
T County, because that's where Stevie
there
is from.
There was a couple T County comments.
Yeah.
So
apparently
good.
That's making some waves.
We need to add that to the list
how
of terms.
How would you explain that, where Tim calls every city that's not actually in T County?
Yeah, you're correct. From T County, and if I don't know where it's at, if it's just
in Cuyahoga, pretty much.
And most of the time, it ends up being by Youngstown. And I don't, we talked about it.
That's
so where is that
accurate.
From? T County, right? No, it's not. So there you go. So you can add to the list. We appreciate that. Jen and Tim Show and all the socials. Star 102 and all the socials. Having fun with that Jen and Tim Show terms.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.